here comes another continuance to stay so that Harton and Abbott can lie again in the courtroom about clients they don't even have anymore. And the judge really basically suggested on the side, but I don't know who in here talks to them, to tell Mr. Fort this doesn't look good, he's not being informed. Abbott had to remove Eleanor Schroffer because he has not even informed them over the past 5 years of even hearings. And Leon Fort stood in here with a room full of witnesses and said, I don't read it anyway. I don't understand it. While Mr. Abbott took money that was put into escrow from the Phoenix Institute to pay part of and start a payoff program for Mr. Fort for his mother. And, oh, Mr. Abbott stands up there and says, he couldn't be here because of his 90-year-old mother. He has to be there all the time so she can look after him constantly. She needs to tend him all the time, every minute. Now, what do you do with that? I hope somebody tells Mr. Fort that that man is bleeding him worse than dry. And this judge says, the minute Mr. Abbott leaves again to go make his phony phone calls, I mean, he's just tried by now everywhere he can imagine, and he's so worried that David Horton may have had a heart attack. Anything could have happened because he never misses. But it kept him out of the room, and the judge would be able to discuss a little bit with us on some things. One of which someone should inform these other people. Who? Who's going to go down and inform Leon?
Where is he?
Right. Where is he? Inses have moved, I guess, to Rosamond. But he's in trouble, too. Because the minute the thing is filed against Betty Tootin, Extra's going to be brought into it, and Rod Ince sitting there because the FBI was brought into it because Rod Ince said there was an arsenal stashed. And I'm telling you, before the program was over, there were people at a pretty great distance who were insiders, and they were interrogated the rest of that night, and they said, back off, Buster, to Extra. They told them not to run a rebuttal, and that was over. And that's why they never ran the rebuttal. They had already, at Channel 29, run the rebuttal. It's all still open. And I don't want hum-haws. I'm telling you, you ask me for help constantly. And I tell you and you don't do it. I told you months ago, file a counter-complaint against Betty Tootin. That's all it would have required then. Now it's bigger. And you guys who have been hurt better decide if you're going to join in it. On the other hand, we can't afford for everybody to join in it. We're not bringing a class action suit against her as such. But the ones that she has brought charges against must answer. And I don't want an answer. If you have to make an answer, that's fine, but simultaneously file a cross-complaint. And you make it this time so big, they have to pay attention to it. I am talking big. I'm tired of playing these stupid games of creepy crawly get the worm. And all you get is the shaft. And if that sounds crude to you, I can get even more crude. Let's talk about a little bit something more magnificent. just as soon as we get Rick into total security. You see, there are people all over everywhere now really, truly working to get something funded. Honorably, properly, backed by gold investment, so that eventually the contract means zilch. Each will have purchased gold, and you have moved into a gold banking circumstance. But it's hard for people to understand this, and they're terrorized. They get calls in the night, you're dead. And then you get in your car the next day, and sure enough, you're dead. And I don't think any of you understand how serious this is. Our plans are to fundamentally, through this program, fund a global community alliance. Something very, very similar to the United Nations. We were going to use Kofi Annan because we have relationships right to him personally. But the things that are happening lately that they're laying to his door is going to make it very difficult for him to do very much, or his intentions are wrong. He has worked his way all the way to the top head of the UN. And so now, since he made some kind of an arrangement that looked pretty good with Saddam Hussein, they're going to get him too. In Rwanda, where the major massacres of these poor, helpless children and women was carried forth, they have now a letter from the United Nations and Kofi Annan telling the UN forces to back off. And so the UN forces backed off, did not get involved, and hundreds of thousands of Rwandan natives were killed, piled on top of each other. Did he know what he was doing? If you're head of the UN, of course he did not know what he was doing. But he did it. And that makes him responsible. He knows now what he did. And he tries to make his apologies. If I had known, I would not have allowed this. Who are you kidding, Kofi? They had already withdrawn so many UN peacekeepers that if you had had an outright war, you would have lost. That's what they do, pull them out. Mr. Kissinger's really smart about that. He handled the entire mess in Somalia. There's some really not nice people running around. And it's hard to tell who's naughtier than the other one. And they can't let you have anything. So I'm telling you, all of you, I am really telling you, because you're going to be shocked out of your minds when you find that there is a full-blown plan to offer people with corporations a little piece of something. What are you going to do? Run out there and say, shoot me here or back here? They're very good at shooting you in the back. They prefer that. So if anybody comes knocking on your door and says, here, I'll pay you this first $1 million, and then we'll work out the details. Take it and you're dead. It's that simple. Get with the party. Grow up. Don't handle anything that way. They're so frustrated, they don't know what to do. They can't buy you out. They can't hush you up. Because the instructions are, do not touch that payoff. They did this with Buckley and Greenlight. They took all of this documentation in and verified it, and they go, and the minute they hand over the first tranche of money, he's arrested on the spot. Don't do it. But the little greedy monsters get in the brain. Well, I'd rather have $5 million than nothing. Oh, ho! You mean you won't get $5 million? You're going to get 5 million years in the tank. Don't do it. If you want to do business, you do it as loans and notes, and you do it with corporations, and you don't put your hand out there, and you don't put your name on it. Except, you know, as a corporation. And if they won't take that risk, there's no risk. This is their security also. Oh, lots of stuff from Nigeria. To the point that the ones working in this all the time, every day, say, well, God, nobody is honest. There isn't any money in the world. They're all flakes and cheats and liars and criminals. You can work with cheats, liars, and criminals. You just don't get involved in it. You can even dicker and you can cut them a good deal. We'll discount a little further. You hold it in the bank right after you buy gold with it. And you get that gold in the bank. And yes, sir, we will borrow it. And we will pay you even for our own money up front to a corporation for a project. You've got to be smarter than your enemy. And I shudder because some of you are so open, you are your enemy. We've gone through 10 years of hard lessons here, how to protect yourself. And the first thing you do, the first thing Jean did, when talked about how were you paid. So you, and IRS blinks big. I wasn't paid. I was paid, he might as well have said it. He did not say it quite like this. I was paid through my corporation as a contract consultant. Oh, and what did you call this company? Well, Constitutional Consultants. Were Eckers on your board of directors? No. If you don't use the shelters you have, then don't come to me asking me to fix it. If you don't want to read and you don't want to listen, don't come to me asking me to fix it before or after the fact. We're not a cult. We're not a group set forth to teach you all about kindergarten. I'm not here to run your financial matters. I'm here with the hosts of God because your place is in a mess. And I am somehow saddled with my relationship with God a ton to make sure somebody knows how to run a decent business to protect yourself through this period of time when Armageddon is going to happen because nobody knows enough to even back off. And yet I'm through putting my people in jeopardy because other people, like Dave Williams, wants to play in his own little egotistical getcha game. Oh, but my intent is to, you won't have any money problems till you get the contracts done because I'm going to get it out of this art, don't you see? And I'm going to share. Please don't share with us that kind of loot. And yet money is neither bad nor good. And if you have some criminal activities that gives you a lot of money, please loan it to the Institute. Please. It'll help shelter you. It's legitimate. It passes all muster everywhere. And maybe we can clean up some money. I didn't say launder it. Money is neither dirty nor goodly. Money is. It is a exchange without much value anymore. Except what the elite criminals want to place upon it. You can't work in this world without some semblance of value. And now look what they're going to do in the European community. Come out with a common currency. Well, that is except for the two or three countries that objected and refuse. And then, of course, there's Greece who got into trouble and they won't let them. It's a hard place to figure out. That is the point. Confusion. That's my adversary. And Mr. Al Martin said it very well. This thing is so high that you wouldn't believe it anyway. Believe it. I know who my adversary is. And quite frankly, my adversary at the top level is far nicer than his little adversarialets. The adversary at the top will keep his commitments, at least to God, because he knows the rules. And he doesn't have anywhere to go either, because we can keep him out of the cosmos and locked to your land. But some of you came to see this period of time through. Many have been distracted. That does not mean they're cast out. And I have to keep an eye on their security. But once you denounce that security, I don't keep an eye on anything. Get your ass out of my way, as VK did. That gets my ass out of your way instantly. When it is discerned that you meant it. Some will say, I can't stand it today, sir. Get out of my face. And you may see a nice lightning bolt somewhere. But we will also give you your reassurance that things are okay. We have our own way of giving you signs. And when things really look like you can't make it another step, we'll send the rainbow. And it will be so spectacular that people will pull off the roads to look. And you just experienced it. The Eckers did anyway, coming home. And the adversary experienced it because he was trying to get back to Fresno. And they were having an electrical storm in that area to beat them all. I saw to it. And Eckers came a devious route, a different route. It had been a hard time, but things are beginning to look up. So you come back from Sacramento and this deposition, and you're just worn out. God will give you what you need. And he will fill your heart to overflow. And you will know at that moment you can do it. That there is nothing in the world that can stop you. And if you're stopped in physical form, you know you've only made it. We're going to do this, people. And it doesn't amount to having to do a lot of anything. But you've got to serve enough to get it out. You've got to be brave enough to risk. And you've got to trust. Not in some ridiculous piousness. Well, I trust you so much, I'm going to sit right here like this. And when you get ready, sir, you just fix it. Forget it. You will know what you need to do, or at least in what direction you need to go, or stay the course, or for goodness sakes, if your intuition is telling you, do not touch that phone, it'll blow up, why would you go pick up the phone? Without kind of checking around to see if you find any wires or something. God will always tell you. But you have to listen. And I'm not going to longer keep everything secret because we don't want it on tapes and we don't want the enemy to get it. The enemy's taping it right now. He's got his cameras. He's got his audio equipment. He's got a camera on this speaker from every direction. And then two cameras, at least in this room, that face you. So what are you doing wrong by sitting in this room? Nothing. Stop acting like you are. He knows you're not. And they love the teachings. And they can't find anything to use against you or you would be in jail. Because they try constantly. Ah, we'll catch them with their pants down. Aha, we will. No, they won't. I wouldn't be worth my weight in spiritual dust if I let them do that to you. And yet, sometimes you do it to yourself to the point I can't help you. I don't call it even gossip. I know you have to speak with friends. But make sure your friends are able to repeat something. Because the minute they need backup for themselves, they will use you. They will use you. This has become a world where you are trained to trust no one, use anything and everyone. Your next door neighbor will turn you in. Because that's the way it comes to Armageddon. It has happened before. It is going to happen again. And you can either follow along with these ridiculous prophecies to suit the Khazarian dynasty. Quit blaming the Jews or the Indians or the Italians or the Polacks. Quit it. Whoever you're using at a particular time, let's all hate the Jews. Why? The Jews are the ones hurt the very worst. The Jews that were killed by their own. And they call it a Holocaust. And it's a way now to try to bring down the entire state of Switzerland to pay off what? Mr. Bronfman's idea of how to get more gold. Well, you wouldn't cross Mr. Bronfman, would you? I mean, after all, he's head of the Seagram Empire. He makes your booze. And he allows it to be filled with everything that could possibly contaminate it and addict you. That's Mr. Bronfman. So let's all make him a little richer. He runs the World Jewish Congress, so let's just make it a little bit better for them. Well, they overdid it even there. So the Swiss Jewish Congress pulled themselves away from the World Jewish Congress. And look what's happening with Mr. Netanyahu. I mean, the United States of America expects him to pull out of those places he agreed to pull out of. Well, he won't come to your meeting. to be held right here in Jewish homeland. Does everybody but the citizenry of the United States of America know this? Yeah. You're the laughing stock of the world. You can't blame the Jews. Maybe the JEUs. These are the shrewd game players. Go look it up in the dictionary. It's no big deal. They just chose something that was suitable. Can a little paper with 1,100 subscriptions tell the world? Well, maybe the ones who don't pay for the subscriptions were still assured that it is the prime intelligence paper. I feel that's very, very deceitful, and it cheats us. Are they so cheap that they can't? I mean, don't they understand that their source of information will dry up if somebody doesn't support this paper? I would think the CIA would be the very first to pour money in here. Where else are they going to get their briefings? We're going to do it. And I'm having to say that very severely because Dorma is saying to me, I don't want to do it. I'm sick of doing it. I'm sick of being called an idiot, a nitwit, insane. I don't want to do it anymore. But we will. She will go right home and will try to finish over this weekend these series of Mr. Ford's books, at the very least, because it is back to Carson City. And the neat part about this is that our attorneys and their attorneys are paid portal to portal. You get all the expenses dumped in on top of the hourly fee, which goes on all the while they're traveling and everything. Well, okay, for us on our side. Oh, but you're going to get it for the other side, too, because that's built into the expenses that you will fight the next 4 years over. This is the mess that has destroyed your world. Oh, now you're off the Jews and onto the lawyers. Is there a difference? So here comes another continuance to stay, so that Horton and Abbott can lie again in the courtroom about clients they don't even have anymore. And the judge really basically suggested on the side, but I don't know who in here talks to them, to tell Mr. Ford this doesn't look good. He's not being informed. Abbott had to remove Eleanor Schroffer because he has not even informed them over the past 5 years of even hearing. And Leon Fort stood in here with a room full of witnesses and said, I don't read it anyway. I don't understand it. Well, Mr. Abbott took money that was put into escrow from the Phoenix Institute to pay part of and start a payoff program for Mr. Fort for his mother. And, oh, Mr. Abbott stands up there and says, he couldn't be here because of his 90-year-old mother. He has to be there all the time so she can look after him constantly. She needs to tend him all the time, every minute. Now, what do you do with that? I hope somebody tells Mr. Fort that... That man is bleeding him worse than dry. And this judge says, the minute Mr. Abbott leaves again to go make his phony phone calls, I mean, he's just tried by now everywhere he can imagine, and he's so worried that David Horton may have had a heart attack. Anything could have happened because he never misses. But it kept him out of the room, and the judge would be able to discuss a little bit with us on some things. One of which someone should inform these other people. Who? Who's going to go down and inform Leon? Right. Where is he? Ince's have moved, I guess, to Rosamond. But he's in trouble, too. Because the minute the thing is filed against Betty Tooten, Extra's going to be brought into it, and Rod Ince sitting there because the FBI was brought into it because Rod Ince said there was an arsenal stashed. And I'm telling you, before the program was over, there were people at a pretty great distance who were insiders, and they were interrogated the rest of that night. And they said, back off, Buster, to Extra. They told them not to run a rebuttal. And that was over. And that's why they never ran the rebuttal. They had already, at Channel 29, run the rebuttal. It's all still open. And I don't want hum-haws. I'm telling you, you ask me for help constantly. And I tell you and you don't do it. I told you months ago, file a counter-complaint against Betty Tooten. That's all it would have required then. Now it's bigger. And you guys who have been hurt better decide if you're going to join in it. On the other hand, we can't afford for everybody to join in it. We're not bringing a class action suit against her as such. But the ones that she has brought charges against must answer. And I don't want an answer. If you have to make an answer, that's fine, but simultaneously file a cross complaint. And you make it this time so big they have to pay attention to it. I am talking big. I'm tired of playing these stupid games of creepy crawly get the worm. And all you get is the shaft. And if that sounds crude to you, I can get even more crude. Let's talk about a little bit something more magnificent. Just as soon as we get Rick into total security, you see, there are people all over everywhere now really, truly working to get something funded, honorably, properly backed by gold investment, so that eventually the contract means zilch. Each will have purchased gold and you have moved into a gold banking circumstance. But it's hard for people to understand this. And they're terrorized. They get calls in the night, you're dead. And then you get in your car the next day and sure enough you're dead. And I don't think any of you understand how serious this is. Our plans are to fundamentally, through this program, fund a global community alliance. Something very, very similar to the United Nations. We were going to use Kofi Annan because we have relationships right to him personally. But the things that are happening lately that they're laying to his door is going to make it very difficult for him to do very much, or his intentions are wrong. He has worked his way all the way to the top head of the UN. And so now, since he made some kind of an arrangement that looked pretty good with Saddam Hussein, they're going to get him too. In Rwanda, where the major massacres of these poor, helpless children and women was carried forth, they have now a letter from the United Nations and Kofi Annan telling the UN forces to back off. And so the UN forces backed off, did not get involved, and hundreds of thousands of Rwandan natives were killed, piled on top of each other. Did he know what he was doing? If you're head of the UN, of course he did not know what he was doing. But he did it. And that makes him responsible. He knows now what he did. And he tries to make his apologies. If I had known, I would not have allowed this. Who are you kidding, Kofi? They had already withdrawn so many UN peacekeepers that if you had had an outright war, you would have lost. That's what they do, pull them out. Mr. Kissinger's really smart about that. He handled the entire mess in Somalia. There's some really not nice people running around. And it's hard to tell who's naughtier than the other one. And they can't let you have anything. So I'm telling you, all of you, I am really telling you, because you're going to be shocked out of your minds when you find that there is a full-blown plan to offer people with corporations a little piece of something. What are you going to do? Run out there and say, shoot me here or back here? They're very good at shooting you in the back. They prefer that. So if anybody comes knocking on your door and says, here, I'll pay you this first $1 million, and then we'll work out the details. Take it and you're dead. It's that simple. Get with the party. Grow up. Don't handle anything that way. They're so frustrated, they don't know what to do, they can't buy you out, they can't hush you up. Because the instructions are, do not touch that payoff. They did this with Buckley and Greenlight. They took all of this documentation in and verified it. And they go, and the minute they hand over the first tranche of money, he's arrested on the spot. Don't do it. But the little greedy monsters get in the brain. Well, I'd rather have $5 million than nothing. Oh, ho! You mean you won't get $5 million? You're going to get 5 million years in the tank. Don't do it. If you want to do business, you do it as loans and notes, and you do it with corporations, and you don't put your hand out there, and you don't put your name on it. Except, you know, as a corporation. And if they won't take that risk, there's no risk. This is their security also. Oh, lots of stuff from Nigeria. To the point that the ones working in this all the time, every day, say, well, God, nobody is honest. There isn't any money in the world. They're all flakes and cheats and liars. And criminals. You can work with cheats, liars, and criminals. You just don't get involved in it. You can even dicker and you can cut them a good deal. We'll discount a little further. You hold it in the bank right after you buy gold with it. And you get that gold in the bank. And yes, sir, we will borrow it. And we will pay you even for our own money up front to a corporation for a project. You've got to be smarter than your enemy. And I shudder because some of you are so open, you are your enemy. We've gone through 10 years of hard lessons here. How to protect yourself. And the first thing you do, the first thing Jean did when talked about how were you paid. So you, and IRS blinks big. I wasn't paid. I was paid, he might as well have said it. He did not say it quite like this. I was paid through my corporation as a contract consultant. Oh, and what did you call this company? Well, Constitutional Consultants. Were Eckers on your board of directors? No. If you don't use the shelters you have, then don't come to me asking me to fix it. If you don't want to read and you don't want to listen, don't come to me asking me to fix it before or after the fact. We're not a cult. We're not a group set forth to teach you all about kindergarten. I'm not here to run your financial matters. I'm here with the hosts of God because your place is in a mess. And I am somehow saddled with my relationship with God a ton to make sure somebody knows how to run a decent business to protect yourself through this period of time when Armageddon is going to happen because nobody knows enough to even back off. And yet I'm through putting my people in jeopardy because other people, like Dave Williams, wants to play in his own little egotistical getcha game. Oh, but my intent is to, you won't have any money problems till you get the contracts done because I'm going to get it out of this art, don't you see? And I'm going to share. Please don't share with us that kind of loot. And yet money is neither bad nor good. And if you have some criminal activities that gives you a lot of money, please loan it to the Institute. Please. It'll help shelter you. It's legitimate. It passes all muster everywhere. And maybe we can clean up some money. I didn't say launder it. Money is neither dirty nor goodly. Money is. It is a exchange without much value anymore. Except what the elite criminals want to place upon it. You can't work in this world without some semblance of value. And now look what they're going to do in the European community, come out with a common currency. Well, that is except for the two or three countries that objected and refuse. And then, of course, there's Greece who got into trouble and they won't let them. It's a hard place to figure out. That is the point. Confusion. That's my adversary. And Mr. Al Martin said it very well. This thing is so high that you wouldn't believe it anyway. Believe it. I know who my adversary is. And quite frankly, my adversary at the top level is far nicer than his little adversarialets. The adversary at the top will keep his commitments, at least to God, because he knows the rules. And he doesn't have anywhere to go either, because we can keep him out of the cosmos and locked to your land. But some of you came to see this period of time through. Many have been distracted. That does not mean they're cast out. And I have to keep an eye on their security. But once you denounce that security, I don't keep an eye on anything. Get your ass out of my way, as VK did. That gets my ass out of your way instantly. When it is discerned that you meant it. Some will say, I can't stand it today, sir. Get out of my face. And you may see a nice lightning bolt somewhere. But we will also give you your reassurance that things are okay. We have our own way of giving you signs. And when things really look like you can't make it another step, we'll send the rainbow. And it will be so spectacular that people will pull off the roads to look. And you just experienced it, the Eckers did anyway, coming home. And the adversary experienced it because he was trying to get back to Fresno. And they were having an electrical storm in that area to beat them all. I saw to it. And Eckers came a devious route, a different route. It had been a hard time, but things are beginning to look up. So you come back from Sacramento and this deposition, and you're just worn out. God will give you what you need, and He will fill your heart to overflow, and you will know at that moment you can do it, that there is nothing in the world that can stop you. And if you're stopped in physical form, you know you've only made it. We're going to do this, people. And it doesn't amount to having to do a lot of anything. But you've got to serve enough to get it out. You've got to be brave enough to risk. And you've got to trust. Not in some ridiculous piousness. Well, I trust you so much, I'm going to sit right here like this. And when you get ready, sir, you just fix it. Forget it. You will know what you need to do, or at least in what direction you need to go, or stay the course, or for goodness sakes, if your intuition is telling you, do not touch that phone, it'll blow up. Why would you go pick up the phone?